You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. It's Thursday, and that means Brian O'Nunoyn joins us now. And while the rest of the world loses itself in the world of Twitter and Facebook, Brian shares with us his disdain for the modern phenomenon of texting.
Back in the old sod, the men from the County Kerry are our Polacks. Here's what you're likely to hear on the pub of a Saturday night. How would you recognise a Kerryman pirate? He'd have a patch over each eye. And then years ago there was the story of the Kerryman who got a present of a typewriter, but not realising that you're supposed to use all 10 fingers, he gave it away. "Here it was murder on my thumbs," says he. It's remarkable, really, how prescient. God, I love that word, prescient. It means accurately foretelling. Remarkable insofar as it relates to the modern phenomenon of texting, or should I say the modern scourge of texting. Apparently even the dogs in the street are now texting each other. Yeah, everyone is doing it. Everyone, it seems, except me. Like, I was talking to my friend Tracy the other day, just as he was leaving. She says, "Okay, Brian, I gotta go now. I'll tweet you." "Grand," says I. "You can tweet me to a treble whiskey, Tracy. But if you think I'm going to be sending you a text message, you can forget it. First of all, I don't have a smartphone." A smartphone. Look, I don't like the idea of owning a piece of technology that sounds more intelligent than I am. And secondly, I hate texting. It's so bloody... Look, if someone's texting and I need to speak to them, I just wait until they have finished texting. Interrupting somebody while they're texting, well, for me, that's just like interrupting somebody while they're on the toilet. However, if I'm speaking to somebody and they break off to start texting somebody, or if they read a text that they've just received, well, for me, that's just like they're going to the toilet right in front of me. I just dope slap them. I don't care about size, shape or sex. I just dope slap them right there and then. I'm Irish, remember. I get a pass on these things. We have a genetic predisposition for violence. And texting while driving? Never mind that. They should make texting while talking a crime. Put those ignorant langers out there to work in the cotton fields for a few days in the middle of summer, and that'll soon put manners on them. No, no, it's not like I'm anti-technology. I'm not one of these techno-troglodytes or technophobes or luddites or whatever. I'm actually well-versed in the ways of the whole interweb thing. I don't understand it fully, but I do know that it's basically a system of interconnected tubes operated by pulleys and levers. I still have my old phonogram at home, and I've a pretty good idea now as to which platters are being spun in the local discotheques, so I'm not totally out of touch with youth culture. And speaking of the young, was it Oscar Wilde who said that youth is wasted on the young? Sounds like something he'd say. Pithy and witty. But it's not just young people who are behaving ignorantly with their incessant texting. Or is it? Are young people more likely perhaps to be aware that at least while talking to an adult they ought not to be texting? And is that okay? Should we accept that it's okay for them to text another teenager while they talk to one teenager? Just as long as they don't do it to us old fogies. But if we accept that, is it likely then that they'll carry that sort of behaviour into adulthood, and then 20 years from now everyone will be texting each other as they talk? Oh God. Oh yeah, soon it'll be okay then, because basically everybody will be behaving rudely to one another. I don't know. I just don't know what the world is coming to at all. I just don't know. But I do know this. Don't text me, bro.
Have a lovely day.
Bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyn, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.